These stories are brought to you through the generosity of the owners of this house and the members of the Willimantic Victorian Neighborhood Association. All materials are copyright 2017. Alvin W. Maxwell House, built around 1930. This Tudor Revival home at 251 Walnut Street was built in 1930 on speculation as part of a small parcel subdivision for the three houses near the corner of Washburn and Walnut Streets. Local lore attributes the original floor plans of these three houses to Alice Washburn, a prolific, iconic Cheshire area architect. Presumably, this gave the name to Washburn Street. The first owners were Alvin Wexley Maxwell and his wife Marion Duxbury Maxwell. The young couple had lived previously at 47 Tingley Street. Alvin was the production manager at Smith and Winchester Manufacturing in South Windham. The company manufactured machinery that produced and cut paper and bags. Marion began her career as a teacher of biology at Windham High School. According to the Willimantic City Directories, the Maxwells owned a telephone in the 1930s, when many residents in town did not. By 1942, Alvin and Marion's daughter Charlotte was employed as a stenographer in Hartford. Alvin Maxwell died on May 19, 1943, at age 51. Marion would live here for another 40-some years. During World War II, Charlotte enlisted in the WAVES, Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service, and Marion continued to teach at the high school. After the war, Charlotte married James S. Byrne. Byrne was a meter reader for the Connecticut Light and Power. Charlotte and James moved to 11 Coral Street across Jackson Street. By 1958, Charlotte had moved back in with her mother here at 251 Walnut Street with her own two daughters and a son. The directory then reports that Mrs. Charlotte Byrne married Richard Crane, a jeweler in Hartford, who eventually worked locally at Smith Keon. Charlotte was a clerk in Columbia. The newlyweds remained with her elderly mother on Walnut Street. By the 1890s, Marion had lived in the house for over 50 years, and her daughter Charlotte still lived with her. After the deaths of both women, the house was occupied by her grandson, keeping it in the family. We hope you enjoy your visit to Willimantic and a peek into our past. We hope you take the time to hear our houses tell their stories.